I'm Robert Eric West, and this moment in Black History is brought to you by West Mortuary. Mark E. Dean is an American inventor and computer engineer. Mark was born on March 2, 1957 in Jefferson City, Tennessee. He displayed an affinity for technology and invention as a child. When Mark was young, he and his father built a tractor from scratch. Mark attended Jefferson City High School in Tennessee, where he excelled in both academics and athletics. After high school, he went on to attend the University of Tennessee, where he majored in engineering and graduated at the top of his class in 1979. After college, Dean began looking for a job and eventually landed at IBM, a choice that would change his life and the entire computer science field forever. Even while at IBM, Dean didn't stop his education. Almost immediately, he returned to school at Florida Atlantic University to get a master's degree in electrical engineering. In 1992, he also received a PhD in electrical engineering, this time from Stanford University. He holds 3 of 9 PC patents for being the co-creator of the IBM personal computer. Dean is the first African-American to become an IBM fellow, which is the highest level of technical excellence at the company. In 1997, he was inducted into the National Inventors Hall of Fame. In 2001, he was elected to the National Academy of Engineering. Mark was the interim dean at University of Tennessee's Tickle College of Engineering from August 2018 through July 2019, and is a John Fisher Distinguished Professor in the Department of Electrical Engineering and Computer Science at the University of Tennessee. Dean now holds more than 20 patents. He was also a part of the team that developed the ISA system that enables multiple devices such as modems and printers to be connected to personal computers. As of April 26, 2019, April 25th is now officially Mark Dean Day in Knox County, Tennessee. Dean is quoted as saying, "These days, it's becoming clear that innovation flourishes best not on devices, but in the social spaces between them, where people and ideas meet and interact. It is there that computing can have the most powerful impact on economy, society, and people's lives." Join me next week on this station and on our Facebook page as I continue to highlight our history as proud African Americans.